Attitudes around the ability to retire predictably vary based on how close one is to considering life after work. Let's count it down with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, when does worry about retirement tend to peak?
Dave, it tends to peak in the mid-age years when people start to think about retirement. Interestingly, young people, and maybe this isn't really surprising, are much less likely to say they worry about having enough money to live comfortably when they retire than those who are actually getting close to retirement age. But I should point out that overall, it's still not a lot of Americans who say, oh yeah, no problem with retirement. That's at 51% now who projecting, and these are people who are not retired, 51% of people not retired project and say they'll have enough money to live comfortably. You do the math, that leaves about half of Americans who are worried, saying, looking ahead, I'm not sure I'll have enough money to live comfortably. And I should say, when we go back prior to the recession, 2002, 2003, in those years, it was closer to 60% who said they would be able to live comfortably. So we have not yet recovered from where we were prior to the recession. And a lot of Americans out there, a lot of workers, those who are not yet in their 60s and 70s, are worried about what's going to happen when they do retire.
On the face of it, it sounds like the public is ignoring the advice of investors to not wait till that age to begin to think about retirement.
That's right. Obviously, Americans who are younger are less worried, but that could be because they're optimistic, right? Maybe they are thinking about it carefully, and they say, oh, we'll have a wonderful Social Security system, and I'm investing in all that.
Well, let's look at the Social Security system. What percent of potential retirees think that will be their major source of income?
This is a critical point, Dave. That percent is only 30%. Who think that Social Security will be a major source of income when they retire, and that's considerably below the percent, which is about half, who say that a 401 or IRA plan will be what they are going to rely on when they retire. And the reason I say this is a critical point is because we also interview current retirees. And among those now retired, 57% say that Social Security actually is a major source of income, and that's far ahead of any other source of income for people who are now retired. So there's a discrepancy here. Americans don't think they're going to rely on Social Security, but once people retire, they do rely on it. So we really have to put those two together and figure out what's going to happen in the future. If Social Security collapses, Americans are really going to be in trouble, it looks like to us.
And on average, retire at what age?
Well, Americans who are now retired actually retired at age 61, which is pretty young. Now, that includes, of course, Americans we interview up in their 70s and 80s. And perhaps when they did retire, 61 was a more reasonable age. But when we ask Americans who are not retired when they are going to retire, they're now saying 66. And I should say a few decades before now, previous to now, when we asked the same questions, Americans were projecting they were going to retire at a younger age. So Americans' projected age of retirement is going up now from where it was. And clearly, Americans think they're going to be working a lot longer than people who are currently retired actually work.
Does the public prioritize spending or saving?
I think it is a norm in American culture to say, I'm the type of person who likes saving. We've asked this question over the years. We actually started asking it because we thought there may be major differences between men and women. The question being, are you the type of person who likes saving, or are you the type of person who enjoys spending more? Actually, there haven't been very many differences by gender on that. And what we have discovered is particularly, I keep coming back to it, since those pivotal years of the recession, we have many, many more Americans who say psychologically, cognitively, they enjoy saving. It's about 59% of Americans right now who, given that choice, say, oh, I'm the type of person who likes to save, leaving just 40% who say, I'm the type of person who likes to spend.
When it actually comes to savings, what form of investment do they lean toward?
Real estate. We give Americans a series of investments and say which one is the best long-term investment, and 34% come back and tell us it's real estate. 26% say stocks, 17% gold, which is interesting, 15% CDs, and just 6% say bonds. So at this point, if you want the collective wisdom of the people, Dave, put all of your millions in real estate.
Expand on that descriptive. Interesting when you cited gold.
Gold is considered to be more of a prudent long-term investment by conservatives than liberals. How's that for an interesting insight? The advertisements that you see for gold often are seen on more conservative news channels or on conservative radio stations because I think a lot of conservatives are concerned that the whole system is going to collapse. You know, the monetary system is going to collapse and so on and so forth, and you'll have to have those gold coins under your mattress to be able to survive. But for whatever the reasons, there is a higher percent of conservatives and Republicans who say gold is a good investment than is the case for Democrats.
To what extent do Americans seek out the stock market for their investments?
55% of Americans tell us, at any rate, these are adults, 18 plus, that they are invested in the market. That's actually down. It was as high as 64% at the tailing end of the dot-com boom back in 2001. So Americans' presence in the market is down. That's important because a lot of times President Trump and others will say, look how wonderful we all are off financially because the market has been up. But keep in mind that about 45% of Americans aren't enjoying the benefits of a high stock market, at least not directly. One thing that's interesting, Dave, is that young people are the least likely to be in the market, which isn't surprising in and of itself since they're less likely to have assets at a young age. But that percent has actually been going down, not up. And a lot of people have been advising us, and particularly young people over the years, put your money in mutual funds and just let them sit there for decades and you'll be rich, young man or young woman, in the future. But apparently young people aren't getting the message because they're less invested in the market now than they were 10 and 15 years ago.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.